Over the weekend, Tiger Woods was back on center stage, the world of golf. He almost wins the PGA Championship, finishes runner-up to Brooks Koepka, and we've got a phone number for Tiger. We're the only radio station that he will talk to the morning after a major, so let's see what kind of mood he's in today.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, hi, Muser.
Hey, Tiger.
I thought I recognized your voice.
Yeah, how's it going?
Well, it's going all right. Did you guys see? The Tiger is back.
Looks like it.
For too many years, I felt like I was just Eldridge again. I was Tiger, and then I became Eldridge again. And now I'm back to being Tiger. And in some of those years, I was Eldridge. I even kind of felt like the nickname my dad used to say about me all the time.
What was that?
Dumbass or S-head. Called me all the time. But now I'm Tiger again.
You were really, really great this weekend, and really a 64 yesterday. Wow.
64. Can you believe it?
That was awesome.
That's amazing. Can I say something here while I have you on the line?
Sure.
Bruce Koepka sucks.
Well, I don't know. He's pretty good.
He'll never win another major as long as I walk this earth.
Wow. Okay.
That's a promise. I swear it on my Skittles collection.
Well, he did beat you this weekend.
Well, yeah, I guess that part's true. But I'll never win again.
Okay.
And I came in second, and that's unusual for me. I'm not used to that. You know, I'm a front runner. I like to win.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not used to coming second, so you can ask every girl I've ever dated about that.
Okay, we will.
Because I've complained about that to them.
What?
What? Anyway, remember, I want everyone to remember, when you look at that Bruce Koepka and you get all impressed with his
Brooks Koepka?
I call him Bruce. Bruce Koepka. When you look at him and you see all his big muscles, remember, I'm the original muscle guy in golf.
That's right.
I was the first guy who decided that you could actually have a little bit of tone in your body and still swing a putter. Very gentle. So I was crushing it at the gym when he was just a thought in his daddy's porn-loving mind.
Hey.
And three majors? Please. That's all he's got. Three majors.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember when I won my third major. So long ago. So many majors ago.
Well, he's young, though. He's like you. He's won them before the age of 28.
Hell, I could give him three of my majors, and he'd still have more than him.
Yeah, true.
Dumbass Bruce Koepka.
It's Brooks Koepka.
He sucks, but you know who sucks more than him? Phil Dickelson.
Yeah.
He missed the cut. Can you believe it?
He had a tough time.
I came in second, but he missed the cut. So great. And did you see we're going to do this event together soon?
Yeah, your big challenge, your $10 million challenge.
$10 million challenge. We're going to have this big TV shootout coming up.
Yeah.
So get ready, Phil. I'm bringing a real gun, and I'm just going to shoot you in the big fat gut.
So violent.
He's going to lose that $10 million. And hey, it won't be the first time he's lost $10 million on a golf course.
He does bet a lot of money.
That's true.
Did you hear I have a new girlfriend?
Yeah, we saw her this weekend.
That's right, and she has boobies.
Okay, come on, Tiger.
She has boobies. And she says that if we go out for a whole year, and I give her $250,000, she'll let me kiss her on the lips.
Oh, wow.
No tongue. She won't do that.
Okay.
All right. I'm so excited.
Erica is her name. You love Erica.
That's right. I was really, you know, I was trying to win for two people.
Uh-huh.
One was my mom. But the other one was my girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Erica. the hourly wage manager at my dressed-up Waffle House of a Vanity Project restaurant that I only hired because her two biggest qualifications were left knocker one and right knocker two. And when I interviewed her, she had a camel toe about a mile long running up the middle of her Jordache mom jeans, and it made me so horny for the up under her muffin top that I had to bend her over at the interview table and lower my garanimals so I could huff and puff like a dog and declare my love for Colorado. And as I dispense my proprietary blend of Cobblin' Asian Mixologist approved seminal fluid into her mommy port, I felt complete. She says hi.
Okay. You really do love her, don't
tell
you?
Tell her hi. That's very lovely what you wrote there.
I love her so much. It's the best job interview I've ever conducted.
Well, congrats, Tiger.
Oh, thanks, George. Thank you. And by the way, George.
Yeah.
I could kick your ass all over.
Well, of course you could.
What's
happening?
What's going on?
All right, there's Tiger, the morning after.